You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm looking at this headline for the Powerball jackpot of $1.2 billion with the drawing coming up tonight.
Yeah.
And I was looking at this line that the lottery people had thrown out there, and it gave me pause.
What's the line?
Because they said, who would be the first person that you tell?
Right.
And I want to morph on that a little bit. It's like, have you ever fantasized about how you would tell people?
Yeah, I guess so. I would probably tell them with an envelope full of cash is what I would do. I would just show up to some sort of get-together. George Clooney did that once, you know, with all his buddies, and he handed them each a briefcase with $1 million in it.
With $1 million,
That's how I would tell people. I'd get those shiny briefcases like in the movies, and I'd click it open, click, and open it up in front of them.
You know, I would want to, because I'm obviously going to be giving a bunch to my son and daughter-in-law who live out in Hawaii. So I'd get on a plane and I would want to get one of those briefcases then that is handcuffed to your wrist.
Absolutely. And then you got a guy behind you too in a black suit.
Right, exactly. And then get in a black SUV when you land at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a whole, like, you know,
like, Dad, something different about you.
Whole convoy that shows up in front of their little house.
There's
out there.
Something I need to tell you.
$1.2 billion. You get to fantasize how you would spread it around to your friends and family, how you would tell them, and how you would celebrate.
Yeah.
But the first thing you got to do, Jer, is buy a ticket.
That's right. Drawing is tonight. You go and pick your six numbers. You can pick them, you know, which ones you want, or you can do the quick pick. $2 a ticket. Instead of buying coffee today, buy a ticket. And then don't forget to add on to that double play feature for $1 for your chance to win a lump sum of $10 million. It's kind of fun.
We say good luck from your boys in the morning. What else is trending? For the first time in history, the Speaker of the House was voted out of the position.
What a mess.
Washington is a mess.
It's a mess.
By a vote of 216 to 210, representatives removed Kevin McCarthy from the position, and until a successor is voted on, Patrick McHenry of North Carolina will sit in the chair. That is a politician's name if I've ever heard one.
I'll
it's like
step
Patrick
up.
Henry, only it's Patrick McHenry. Anyway, so that's going on. Yeah. The only sports news we'll tell you about is that the baseball playoffs got underway yesterday. The biggest news was the Minnesota Twins winning, and that's big news because they had lost 18 straight postseason games dating back nearly 20 years. Can you imagine making the postseason all those years and losing 18 times? That's
stings.
Those are Rockies numbers right
that
there.
That stings right there. There's some sort of weird voodoo stuff behind that, I think.
The Twins beat the Blue Jays yesterday, though, to break the streak, and then some other teams beat some other teams. Oh, there's one other interesting item out of Florida with it. The playoff game in Tampa between the Rays and the Texas Rangers drew only 19,000 people. They say that is the lowest attendance at a Major League Baseball postseason game in more than a century.
Dang.
Can you
good.
Imagine how packed it would be if the Rockies hosted a playoff game at Coors Field again?
It'd be
of course,
overflow.
That's just me living in a fantasy world.
It'd be
of
overflow,
course.
Yeah.
But still, they only got 19,000 people, and it's a playoff game.
Huh, what's that
they
all
need
about?
To move that
what's
team
that
out of there.
All about?
That town has never supported that team, even when they've gone to the playoffs. Tampa does not deserve a Major League Baseball team.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sounds like it.
They just don't.
It's a
they
huge
don't support
example
their
right
team.
Here.
Look at Colorado. I mean, you go to an Avs game, packed. You go to a Nuggets game, packed.
Yeah.
You go to a Broncos game, and they suck, packed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Rockies. But hey, even the
kinda
Rockies
packed.
Draw like... Rockies still draw like 20,000
It's
to
still
30,
a beautiful
000.
Stadium to go hang out at and then, you know, try to schmooze and mingle up on that upper deck thing they got there, too. So,
I actually wrote a piece not long ago about toilet paper. You're probably wondering why the hell would you do that? It's a little mailer that I send out once a week. Fun facts and trivia snacks thing. And there was a whole thing in there about toilet paper and the history of toilet paper. And how what people used to use hundreds and thousands of years ago, it's so foul you wouldn't even believe it. There was something known as the community brush. And it was like, you know, like a community sponge.
Why not?
Think about that for a moment. Just the name of it.
Time
the
to wash
community
it.
Community sponge. Anyway, there hasn't been much of a change in toilet paper in the last 130 years when they first put out the perforated rolls of toilet paper. But now the Charmin people, they have stepped up. They say, we have heard your cry for new toilet paper. Because I guess when people go to rip at the perforation, it tears and they don't get a clean straight rip across the perforation.
Okay, God, there's some OCD stuff going on there.
Yeah. So what they did is they spent 5 years working on a new design for toilet paper, and they've come out with something, Jeremy, called the smooth tear. And I want you to picture this. Instead of that straight perforated line, it's perforated, but it's wavy. It goes
wavy. Okay.
And they say it's because people don't pull from a straight line. They often pull from different angles and from different directions.
They've really thought about this.
Yes, they have. Well, 5 years worth of thinking about it. And the wavy perforation means that each piece now is much more likely to give you a clean tear. It just won't be a straight line. And it won't be, I guess it won't be a square anymore.
I guess it won't.
You won't be able to say, I don't have a square to spare.
That's right.
Anyway, it will debut in stores near you very, very soon. Richest man in America is still Elon Musk. They have their list from Forbes each year of the 400 richest Americans, men and women, on the top 400. Musk has $251 billion. That's like him winning the Powerball 200 times.
Right. Right. That's insane to think about.
Jeff Bezos is number two at $161 billion. Weirdo Mark Zuckerberg's in the top 10, number eight, blah, blah, blah. What made it interesting this year is they say it's the first professional athlete to make the top 400. And I would have thought that Michael Jordan was already on there, but he wasn't. But now that he sold his stake in one of the professional basketball teams, he slipped onto the list at number 379. He has a measly $3 billion.
Oh, that's it, huh?
So he has been welcomed into the club. Did you watch that that movie, that Nike movie
the
about
Air Michael? When I did. Yeah.
Isn't it interesting to think of that?
This up.
Think about that kid who's sitting in those conference rooms with Nike, you know, with really no money in his pocket, and now $3 billion. I'd say he's had a pretty successful financial life.
I was looking up quickly. I don't see the numbers. He still makes a buttload from Nike every year, just the sale of the Nike shoes.
Yeah.
It's in the millions and millions
of
dollars.
It's in the millions, I believe. You're right.
Yeah, because he owns the rights to it still, I think. It's pretty nutty. It's a lot of money.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, here's something to get kind of excited about. Today's National Taco Day, and in this poll, some weirdos out there, 5% of us don't like tacos. What? If you know those people, shove them down today. You should love tacos.
Well,
shove them down. I'm going to shove you down if you don't like tacos. You don't like tacos?
I
love tacos.
No, they're okay. I just don't understand the like people freaking out over them.
It's a bit of a manufactured hysteria over the whole Taco Tuesday and just tacos in general.
Like, oh, we got tacos.
I'm not going to turn a taco down.
I'd rather have a cheeseburger. I mean,
soft taco, hard taco? Where are you going to land?
Well, these days I'm more of a soft taco simply because of the mess factor.
Yeah. And you can low carb it a little bit too if you want to get a low tar.
Right, the low carb tortillas, Jer.
Speaking of the taco stuff, we could have used this for our Powerball talk too, but there was a husband and wife. They just got back from a trip overseas and the wife wanted tacos. So while her husband was getting food from a taco truck, he decided to stop at a gas station across the street, bought a lottery ticket, boom, and it hit for $1 million.
Oh, she's never going to let him forget about that, ever.
Just because she wanted some tacos. It's fantastic. Super. It's kind of a fun story.
Don't you have a taco song that you like to play?
Oh, I do. I don't want to dig it up.
Did you screw up and not play your taco song?
I didn't even think about it. I've got Croctober queued up, so I'm not going to go search for it. Hey, here's a Costco story that's floating around this morning. You know, Costco, known for buying pants and mayonnaise all in one stop. But now, check this out. They're selling gold bars, little one-ounce gold bars. They're available for purchase for the bargain price of $1,900, which I think is right around where gold is falling right now. But you got to go online and do it. They just started doing this, and some chief financial officer for Costco is saying that they can't keep them in stock. They are flying off the website right now. The thing is you can only buy two. That's two per member, so you're not going to have a huge position in gold. You're going to have like $3,800 in gold right now. But it's kind of neat that you can wander onto the Costco website now and buy gold! Gold!
I would like to have one.
I would too, actually. I'd like to have a little stack of gold bars.
I just looked.
How can I get more than two?
At the moment, price of gold, and it's $1,826.
Okay.
You know, per ounce. So,
I think it's up like, I don't remember how much it's up. It's up 15% over the past year, I think.
Okay.
And over the past 5 years, I want to say it was like 50% or something. I don't know. Damn. Anyway, it's nice to have a little gold on hand.
Oh, wait, here it is. Here's the little list. Let's see. You want me to give you 5 years? 5 years ago, it was $1,200. So, yeah, that's 50%.
Okay, yeah.
So, 50% in the last 5 years.
Not bad. Not bad. Then you got to unload it, I guess, if you want your cash. But, that's kind of fun. Fun for Costco, I guess. Here's a story coming out this morning that was shocking to me because I've never done this. There's some article making the rounds that is saying that we should all be washing our bananas because of all the bacteria that builds up on the outside. And even though you're peeling it back, it can still get on your hands and on your mouth. And I guess with each individual peel, I mean, you're going back up to the top, so you could get that bacteria essentially on the top of the banana as you're peeling it. Look at me miming peeling a banana right now. Anyway, you're supposed to be doing that. They also talk about avocados in this story. And my wife has been on me for years. And she also encourages me to wash my avocados. Every time I cut into them, she's like, did you wash that? Because there's bacteria on the outside. And now you're just shoving it in with the knife. It's like, no, I don't wash my avocados.
That makes sense.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
And you, Mr. Germaphobe, I can't believe you're not on board with both of these already.
And I mean, all of this is like, common sense. I do wash my apples. Why is it that I wash my apples? And I wipe down my watermelons, but I don't wash my avocados or bananas or onions.
You wipe down your watermelon?
You should be wiping down your water. No, but you should be wiping down your watermelon. And when you're washing your banana, you should be washing it really slow while making eye contact with your partner. But I do wash my my watermelons. It's got the salmonella on the outside, though.
Okay, well, start getting all over your avocados and bananas.
From Mexico. Hey, do you agree with this story? 42% of pet owners are stressed about their ability to care for their fur baby. It's a much higher percentage that are concerned about their relationship or taking care of their kids. They're more concerned about their dog or their cat than the rest of their family.
Well, is it part of the whole thing that we feel like the animals are completely helpless, whereas your children, once they get to a certain age, should be able to fend for themselves a little bit?
Yes, it could be. The survey was talking about how over 50% of respondents worry that their pets feel stressed way too much. And they always worry about how they can calm their pets and keep them comfortable, Tom.
Well, I'm totally in that
group. Just give them a treat, right?
I'm so in that group. I stress over Niles's well-being all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
And that's like the most chill cat on the planet, man.
In a way, but not in all ways. He's
every time you hold him up to the camera, he looks so chill, man. So chill. All right, what do we have? Oh, yeah, this.
Croctober.
It's October.
What do we got today? What are we
eating? It's Croctober month. Go to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Listen, this is a very tasty meal. In fact, I actually made it last night. But I recommend that you don't make it if you're just starting to date somebody.
What is
because you're going to be gassy AF. It is slow cooker kielbasa bean soup. And three of the main ingredients are kielbasa, beans, and spinach.
I don't know about this one, Jer.
It's so good, man. It is so good. It's a nice hearty meal for the fall, but trust me, you're going to want to be around people that you know really well. So check out that recipe. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Croctober.
There's Niles!
And there is what is trending.